News at 1. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has said the sole focus of a plan to improve safety in Dublin's north inner city is to help people not just to be safe, but to feel safe in their community. The Dublin North Inner City Local Community Safety Plan sets out 51 actions to make the area safer following a spate of assaults there last month. Included in the plan is the continuation of a pilot scheme for community safety wardens who would patrol the city centre to report antisocial behaviour and to assist the public. Our reporter Fergal O'Brien spoke to one community warden in the North Inner City, Francis Tracy.
Basically, we're a visible presence in the North Inner City to make people feel safer, whether you're a tourist, whether you work there, or whether you're a part of the community. Could be even to tourists, like where they need to get a bus somewhere, or maybe someone at the night time that may be a drunk or something like that would need to get a bus to somewhere and will safely.
So you're on a kind of a multi-hour basis that you're from morning to night?
Yeah, we'd have two shifts. Like one would be like say from 9:30 in the morning to about 6, and then the other would be like 4 to about 12 or 1.
And what's the reaction been from the community? Do people welcome your presence?
Yeah, I think actually it's been very positive, and they're very happy that like we're a visible presence there, and that it should make them feel like a bit safer in the mornings and stuff like that, opening up their shops and stuff like that. So it's been very positive so far.
Community Warden Francis Tracy speaking there to Fergal O'Brien. We're joined in studio now by Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon. Welcome to the programme, Deputy Gannon. Thanks for coming into us. So what do you make of this plan?
Look, I think reading the report, then, it's 52 pages contained with a report of 51 recommendations. It's full of good intention, but I feel it lacks any sort of substance. How you can release a report that's not contained with any budget allocation to that particular report, I don't understand. In terms of issues like the community safety wardens, for example, the community safety wardens were announced last year. The report today simply says we're going to continue on with them. And the community safety wardens, I think, are a good initiative from the perspective of the commercial side of the city. They're being trained by Dublin Town, who do a good job for the city. But these people, they're not trained in, they're not going to be an auxiliary police force. And that seems to be the confusion that's around now, around these roles. These people will intervene to help tourists in terms of directions, they're a presence, but they're not an auxiliary police force. If they come across antisocial behaviour in the city, their role is to contact the Gardaí. Now, 10 million is being allocated to the Gardaí over the next 3 months. That runs out on the 24th of December. When the antisocial behaviour happens in January or February, who are the community safety wardens going to call? Because up to this point, people are not getting a response.
Is this then primarily from your point of view about funding? The plan is a good one, but you're looking for the evidence that's going to be backed up with funding.
To the 52 pages that I read today, it's a really good analysis. It touches on really important issues, misinformation, domestic violence, for example. And it talks about domestic violence over a half page. Mentions nothing about refuge beds, for example, which there isn't enough of. It talks about getting people off intervening in terms of drugs and drug-related behaviour. There's nothing in relation to detox beds or budgets. Today's plan, I waited patiently for it. It's been 2.5 years in the making. And there is the eyes on not just the inner city, but the city centre, in which we all own and we all have a stake in. Mm-hmm. Nothing in relation to how many more guards will be on the street once this initial 10 million is gone. And that's why I care passionately about the city centre.
But there's also, often the criticism is made that there isn't joined up thinking in tackling the many different aspects of this problem. So one of the things the plan does, it seems to bring together various state agencies, city council, voluntary groups,
I think that's really important. But when you take Dublin City Council's mention in the report today, it's going to fix street lighting, for example. I mean, do we need a report to tell us that Dublin City Council should simply do its job? Like fixing street lighting.
Well, maybe they do.
Fixing street lighting in any other constituency in the country doesn't require like a press release from the Minister for Justice. I have been calling for a long time for a multi-agency approach, similar to what's contained in the report today, but with actual leadership overseen by the Department of the Taoiseach. You have to remember, my frustration stems from the fact that I've been around for a number of these reports. In fact, many of the recommendations announced today were also contained in recommendations exactly the same from the North East Inner City Implementation Programme, and there's a rehash of those recommendations. So when the eyes of the country are on the city centre, where the nation's capital thoroughfare, like O'Connell Street is, rightfully so, I expected more ambition.
Right. Just a final question in relation to the context of all this. We've seen these incidents and widely reported incidents, and yet we're also being told at the same time that the figures, the Garda figures for assaults and serious incidents are actually down. So what's the issue that's been tackled here, do you think?
today, the issue that's being tackled in is, I think there's an element of a public relations exercise today, to be honest, but in terms of what needs to be tackled, figures are down because people don't report. How many times do we talk to business owners in the city centre who say, we don't bother calling the police anymore? People don't arrive, and if they do, it's too late, they've already gone, and there's very little consequence. What the city centre needs, in addition to the inner city, and there are two distinctive areas, I would argue, they need more guarded presence continuously on the street, not special operations announced with 3 months time frame, more consistent guard in the street, a municipal police force. We need to tackle dereliction in terms of street lighting is one thing, but the level of vacancy in that area lends itself to the place feeling unsafe. We need to engage with sports clubs, alternative to violence programmes, really intensive programmes that require funding.
Gary Gannon, the Social Democrats, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.